Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's dramatization, entitled Special Performance, was based on fact and written by Milton Wayne and features Gary Merrill as Corporal Devins.
When the circus came to town, I remember we used to run like the devil down the wide lawn and line up against the fence with our faces pressed between the bars. It wasn't a big deal, not our circus, because the orphanage was in a small town, just small enough to fill a tent for a one-night stand. As the wagons trundled by, painted orange and blue, the horses dozing in the heat, the drivers almost full asleep, as the parade came by the orphanage, the lion, the leopard, the camel, the one lone elephant, the zebra, all the animals would gaze out between the bars of their cages, and we would gaze back. And between the animals and the orphans, there was understanding. And then the sawdust cavalcade would wind out of sight, lumber around the barn that stood on the crest of the hill, and it would be gone, and all the kids, all the orphans, me and the rest, we would look after it, waiting until the very last wisp of dust settled and was gone. The last time I saw it come was when I was 12.
Listen, Willie. Huh? Hey, look at the line. Do you see the line?
Willie.
Huh? You came to bust out?
Run away, you mean?
Yeah.
Run away where?
With a circus. How about that?
Circus? Huh?
What do you say?
When?
Tonight.
How are we gonna bust out?
I got a key that fits the back door.
Where'd you get it, huh?
Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lie.
We'll get whipped if we get caught.
Yeah?
Says who?
Well?
Well, okay.
Tonight then.
Sure, tonight. Hot dog.
You up?
Okay, Steve.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Come on.
Wait, my shoes.
Carry them.
Okay.
Coast is clear.
Oh, no, Beetlebub be surprised. Oh, boy.
Shut up. Come on.
Where's the key?
Here.
Open up, hurry.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I don't know. Don't fit.
You don't.
It fit before.
Let me try.
Go ahead. No luck? Oh, mackerel.
Now what are we gonna do? Now what, huh? Okay, wise guy, now what?
Listen,
Well, for the love of... The door's open.
How do you like that?
It's open.
Yeah.
Steve, listen.
Let's go.
Steve,
what's the matter?
Yella?
Says who?
Well, you coming?
Sure, sure.
Then let's go. Let's make a run for it. Come on, Willie, here we go.
I'm hungry, too. Stop talking about it.
When you're hungry, you gotta talk about it.
Shut up.
What's over there?
A zebra.
How do you know?
I saw its picture in a book.
Looks like a jackass. Does it bite?
Nah.
How do you know?
Read it in a book.
Who wrote the book?
How do I know?
How do you know the fellow that wrote the book knew for truth that zebras don't bite?
So, okay. So zebras bite.
I thought you said they didn't.
Oh, for God's sake.
What are you kids doing here?
We...
Shut up, Willie.
Ah. So you're running away. That's it, huh?
We'll get out. Don't worry.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You kids aren't hungry, are you?
Nah, we...
He's a liar. We're starved.
Willie.
Well, I'm starved.
Ah. How'd you like some breakfast? Wagon wheels and Java.
Wagon wheels?
Pancakes.
Oh, boy.
You gotta earn it.
What do we do?
You see those pails down there? Those pails down by the well? You gotta fill them up. Animals are thirsty.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. We get breakfast for watering the animals?
That's right.
Well, throw in 2 tickets to the show and we'll do it.
I don't know.
That's the deal.
Okay. That's the deal. All right, ladies and gentlemen, all right, step right up, step right up, 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 up. 10 cents, 1 cent dime for the greatest show on earth.
Hey, mister.
The most awesome and exhilarating spectacle in the world.
Hey, mister.
Fantastic hair-raising, justifying act. Feed a lion tamer, not spine chilling act.
Go away, boy.
Step up, ladies and gentlemen. Not a dollar, not a half, not a quarter, but a dime, 10 cents. Don't miss this awe-inspiring.
Hey, mister.
Get away from me, boy. You bother me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, step right up for the greatest show on earth. The most awesome auxiliary. Go away, boy. Fantastic hair raising.
Hey, mister. You promised us tickets.
Huh? Oh, it's you, kid.
When we finished watering all the animals,
we had a pity day. The camel got thirsty.
You said you'd give us...
Yeah. So I did. Right. Hey, Sheriff.
Yeah?
Come and get him. Here are your kids.
Why, you...
Oh, hold it, kid. Come on, Al. No fuss.
We didn't do nothing.
I know you didn't, but I got to take you back to the home. I'm sorry, kid.
We don't want to go back.
Reckon you're going to go back anyway.
Well, let us see the show. Come on, please, mister. It won't do no harm to no one. Just let us in. We worked for it. Let us in, won't you?
Beat it. Come on, Sheriff. Get him out of here. They're holding up the line.
But you said that you...
Beat it.
Come on, boys. Come on.
All we want to do is see the circus. That ain't no crime. You can take us back after, but now, please, we want to see the circus.
No?
If we had folks in, it would be all right, wouldn't it? Then we could stay, couldn't we? If we had a ma and pa, then we could see the circus. But we ain't got no ma and pa. We ain't got no right to do anything. A kid without a ma and pa's got no right to have fun. Got no right to go to the circus. You can't blame us for being orphans. It ain't our fault.
Never did get to see a circus. Not that circus. Not any circus. A little later, I left the home and went to work on a farm out west. A little farm. A farm so far away from any other farm that even the snakes were lonesome. I was there maybe 6-7 years. And it was all right, I guess. A man I worked for was all right, I guess. It was all right for an orphan, I guess. When you're alone, it's better to be alone by yourself, far away and alone. When you don't see people, many people, hardly any people, then it's not bad. You get to learn to live by yourself. All by yourself. Finding things to do by yourself. It wasn't bad. Then when the war came, even way out there I had a number, and pretty soon my number was called, and I was in service. This isn't about what happened to me in the war, so I'll skip that. It's about what happened a few months after the war, when I was with the occupation troops in Germany. It's funny, but during the war, I wasn't sure what I was fighting for. I didn't really think much about it, I guess. It wasn't till later, till after it was all over, I found out. Because of something that happened to me. Something that had to do with kids. With one kid in particular. I remember how it began. I was with a friend of mine, and we borrowed a Jeep.
You have to take those curves of two wheels, Bob. You in a hurry or something?
Say, what's eating you, Steve? You've been moping all day.
Schlockton.
Come again?
In Schlockton, see, there's a DP camp. And in the DP camp, they've got what they call a home for unaccompanied children. That's a new one on me.
What are you talking about?
Calling it a home for unaccompanied children. Loose kids hanging like the way wet socks hang from a line. Orphans, most of them at least. Orphans without papers, see?
Papers?
Yeah, not even first-class orphans. Not even real notarized paper orphans like me. Maybe some of them have got folks alive somewhere, but who knows where. So they can't be called orphans. So they're called unaccompanied children. Sticks in your throat when you say it.
Yeah, tough deal.
I went in and saw them. Oh, sure, some committee's doing a job with them, putting fat on their bones and clothes on their back. But it's a tough job to make them kids, real kids. Kids who can laugh and play and scrap like kids should scrap. Not stand around moping the way they do.
How was it in the orphanage you was at?
How do you think it was? Was always watching something come up the road and by the home and never stopping. No one ever coming in and saying, we'd like to visit for a while with Stevie Devon. It was me and all the others, all the time. Never me alone. Never me having something for myself, something mine. Like even a book or a taped-up baseball. It was playing games, not because you felt like playing games, but because it was game-playing time. Said so in the schedule. It was game-playing time, and so you chucked the ball around, and when the whistle blew, you got online, and so did the others. Hey.
Hey, listen. A circus.
A circus. A real circus, sure enough.
Hey, stop for a sec, will you? How do you figure that got through the war?
Who knows? You ever been to a circus?
Sure, lots of times.
I never seen one.
You kidding?
Never seen one.
Well, come on. Let's take this one in. We still got a couple of hours open on our pass.
No, wait a minute. Turn this thing around and take that road to the left.
That road? Where to?
To Schlockton Street.
I went in the gate, past the guard at the gate. The gate that was really only a passage through rolls of barbed wire. This fella Stone was in his office. The sign on the door said, Alexander Stone, American Joint Distribution Committee. Outside in the open space between the buildings and the barbed wire, there were groups of teachers and kids. I stood and watched. Some kids were being fed. Some were working hard. Trying to learn, of all things, how to play again. So I went in and told Stone my idea. How about it, I said. How about taking the kids, all the kids, to the circus?
A circus? A real circus here in Berlin?
Yeah, it's called Blumenfeld's, and it's on the Hauptstrasse at Berlin-Zehlendorf.
An honest-to-goodness, legitimate circus?
Real as rock. Acrobats, clowns, a little Ferris wheel that runs on elbow grease, even one of them leaky radiator organs.
How could we get the kids there?
Dozen 10-ton trucks.
Army trucks?
Sure.
You'll need orders.
That's right, and we'll need soda pop and candied peanuts and balloons.
Can you get them?
I've already got them.
Okay. I'll get in touch with Blumenfeld. We'll buy out the house for next Thursday afternoon. We'll take every kid in camp.
Hey, that's swell.
Thanks for the idea, Devon.
Yes? You know something, Mr. Stone? I ain't never seen a circus. Never once seen them. You think maybe I could sneak in and watch?
I think so.
Hey, that's wonderful. Well, I'll see you next Thursday. See you at the circus.
They unloaded the kids from the trucks. Not like kids usually pile out of trucks, pouring out over the sides and through the back, yelling and squealing. Not these kids. They came out one by one, quiet, looking at the ground mostly. Only sometimes throwing a fast look at the circus tent, the gay streamers, the pictures painted on canvas. They stood in a line, and when someone told them to walk, they walked. They sat down on the benches, circled little heads around the arena, and we passed out candy to them and peanuts and balloons that I'd liberated from a blasted-out toy shop. And Mr. Stone came over to me. When he saw me, he came over and shook hands with me, and he had a kid with him.
Devons, you've done wonderfully. Candy, peanuts, everything.
Yep, even balloons.
I brought Simpa here over to meet you. Simpa, this is Corporal Devons.
How do you do?
Say, you speak pretty good American.
My father was a teacher in Warsaw. He taught me English.
Ah, well, I'm pleased to meet you, Simcha.
In Hebrew, Simcha means joy.
Well, we sure got plenty of real Simcha around here today, huh?
Corporal Devons, we thank you very much for the refreshments. We will enjoy them very much. We are going to have a good time. Thank you.
Well, that's okay. That's fine. Come on, I think they're all set to start. Let's get to our seat. Hurry up. We don't want to miss anything. The circus is ready to start.
The acrobats came first. You should have seen them. Now, this fella, he gets out on that wire with nothing but a long stick. He walks and bounces and dances on that wire without even a net on him. Nothing on him. He does somersaults and stands on one foot and walks backward and then forward. It was terrific. Finally, for the end of his act, get this. He gets a bicycle and rides it out on the wire. Right out on the wire. I ain't never seen nothing like it.
Hey, how about that? Wasn't that great? Did you see that? How about it?
Why does the man do that?
Why, because... Well, it's a trick. You think you could do it?
Why should I do it?
Well, you shouldn't, but he...
Don't eat your penis that way, Simcha. Break the shells first.
How about some more candy? How about some more, Simcha?
No, thank you. I still have some in my bag. Yeah.
I guess you don't go much for wire walkers, do you?
It was very interesting.
Hey, what's this now? Hey, this is going to be something you're going to love. Wait till you see this. A trained bear.
This was something like I never seen before. This guy with a bear, he had it trained so that it rode on roller skates and did all kinds of tricks. Then a monkey jumped on the bear's back, and the two of them skedaddle around the circle. It's hilarious. With the funniest thing you ever saw. Monkey jumping up and down on a bear's back, and the bear skating around the ring. I was laughing so hard I almost threw my ribs out of joint.
Holy mackerel, how about that, huh?
Why does the man have a whip?
Well, you mean the fellow in the middle of the ring?
Yes. He had a whip.
He's called the ringmaster, Simcha. Ringmasters always have whips.
It hurts very much when you're whipped.
Sure. Yeah, I know, but see, this is different. He isn't hurting anyone with the whip. Not even the bear. He just snaps it.
Thin whips hurt more than thick ones. They cut.
Yeah, but look. Look, don't you see, kid? He wasn't whipping anyone. He was just snapping it.
It was very interesting.
Well, I guess maybe it wasn't so good, huh? But wait a minute. Now, you just wait. This is something that's really going to give you a thrill. Now, watch him. Now, there's the man on the flying trapeze.
That fellow on that trapeze, well, listen, he was just out of this world. You never saw stunts like it. He'd swing way out over the stand, sitting on the bar, and then just like that, he'd go flying off. Think he'd be a goner for sure. When his heels would catch onto the bar, and there he'd be, swinging back and forth, just by the heels, twisting suddenly, catching another trapeze. I tell you, it gave me butterflies in my belly. Was sensational. Well, I was having a great time just watching him when I happened to look at Simcha. He wasn't looking at the act at all. He had his head hung down on his chest. His hands were white from clutching the candy bag he was holding. And I could see his little body shivering and all hunched up. What's the matter, kid?
I don't like to see men hanging from ropes.
Oh.
But it's very interesting.
Yeah. Hey, look what I got for you. This is an extra special balloon. The only striped one in the whole lot I had. Here. Blow it up.
Blow it up?
Yeah. Yeah, go on. Put it in your mouth. Ah, no. Don't chew it. Just kind of grip it in your lip. Now blow into the open. Oh, harder. You can do better than that. Blow hard. Go on. Blow. That's it. Again. Keep it up. Again.
I guess this isn't making too much of a hit with the kids, huh, Mr. Stone? Just look at them. They're all just frozen up like they didn't understand it.
Oh, I think they understand it all right. It's not that.
Well, what is it?
They just don't know what's expected of them.
Expected of them?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Nothing's expected of them. They're just supposed to be having a good time.
The circus is a place one goes to for thrills, for excitement. The adventure of watching dangerous things. These youngsters have been brought up in a far larger circus than this. Every day of their lives, they've known danger. They've known it intimately. Lived with it. The way American kids live with automobile rides, picnics, and Saturday matinees. They don't need the thrills of artificial danger. They know the horror of the real thing.
Yeah, but this is only fun. It's just something to laugh at.
Yes, providing you've learned how to laugh. They just don't understand laughter. They've never known it.
Well, you can't have kids without their knowing how to laugh. That makes them something else but kids. That makes them... Hey, wait, kid. That balloon busted, that's all. It was only the balloon.
Please, take me away. I don't like it here. Take me away.
Sure, Simcha. Come on.
I'm sorry, kid.
It was very amusing.
Thank you.
without laughs. Quiet kids. Kids that sit around and keep twisting their hands and lining up when you tell them to line up and then marching without song. We're going to teach these kids lots of things. How to plant crops, how to build bridges, how to split an atom even. But what I want to know is this. When are we going to teach them to laugh?
Eternal Light Drama Today, special performance, was written by Milton Wayne. The music was composed by Morris Mamorski and conducted by Milton Cadens. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Gary Merrill was featured as Corporal Devons, and the entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. Time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. If you have any comments or inquiries about today's broadcast, please write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.